Mahendra Singh Dhoni, of course, has come out after the game and said that England were the better team. A lot of people saying India not really good enough at the moment. Where do you think the balance lies in this particular series? A little bit of both?
Well, yes, it has to be a little bit of both. For example, if you take into consideration the Mumbai Test match, there was nothing the batsman could do there. It was a pitch where you needed to get 20 English wickets, and it was a pitch which was tailor-made for the Indian spinners. You played three spinners, Harbhajan Singh, R. Ashwin, and Pragyan Ojha. Pragyan Ojha was coming on the back of a fantastic Test match, R. Ashwin on the back of a fantastic Test match, and a fantastic Test series against New Zealand. Harbhajan Singh, who's taken 400 Test wickets. So that was a lot of experience. That was a lot of ammunition that India had on a pitch that was conducive to spin bowling. But what was the end result? They were not able to get 20 English wickets because they did not really bowl well. They were just spraying the ball all around. They were experimenting with their lengths. They could not read the pace of the pitch properly. Something which Monty Panesar was able to do. Something that Graham Swan was able to adapt to because he himself is not a very pacey spinner. The fact of the matter is that the spinners bowled bad in Mumbai. Then the batsmen lost the Test match in Kolkata because they really needed to make a big first innings total. Then in the second innings, they absolutely failed in that one session when they lost six wickets. And really, there was no coming back. So these two Test matches really counted after the first one ended in an Indian victory. So these two Test matches really counted because England upped their game. And in both these Test matches, once the bowlers failed, once the batsmen failed, so that's where your balance is, really. That's where India lost the two Test matches and that's where India lost the Test series.